So Buddha's first teaching, his many, many teachings, but his main teaching at the beginning of the stages of the path was to teach us about gross impermanence, the gross impermanence, basically, of ourselves. His first teaching, not one of the first teachings, but one of the first teachings we talk about is the teaching on death. Death, 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 you're death, you're going to die, you're all going to die. Ha, 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 I'm going to die, we're going to die. Okay, death. So yeah, really cheerful. But the point is, once again, this isn't even a Buddhist teaching. This is simply teaching us what we all know. It's telling us to bring that knowledge about our death into our heart and live our life in accordance with the knowledge that I may die today, I may die today. Because that's completely true. Whereas the crazy thought that we all have in the back of our minds, even you've got it, you've all got this mind, this thought, I'm not going to die today. I've got it too. I'm not going to die today. I can't die today because on Monday I have a very important appointment. Which is not a valid reason, is it? If you check, it's not like, I'm sure many people who are going to die today have got appointments on Monday, but they ain't going to make them. So what's the point of teaching about death? The point is, as I said, to bring that understanding deep into our heart so all of our daily activities are governed by that. We can say wisdom. It's wisdom, you know, understanding our gross impermanence. Because so much of our life, if you check, honestly, if you're honest with you, and sit down and see, what am I doing? What's my day full of today? My day, this, I've got to do this, I've got to do this, I've got to do this. Our day is filled up with activities that are concerned with just this one life alone, just this life. Okay? We never think about that what's coming after this life. Never think about it. We never plan for it. We never prepare for it. We don't think about it. Maybe we don't believe in it. I don't believe. Okay? Even if you don't believe in something coming after this life, question comes, why are you spending so much energy on things that may never happen? Why? Why are you doing that? And the reason is because we don't realize that we may die today. Whether we believe in future lives or not, doesn't matter. Person who's got that knowledge, I may die today, they don't waste their time on so many meaningless things. Then they can turn their energies inwards to concentrate on finding happiness where it can really be found in here. So this Buddha's first wake-up call for us, saying, look, we're all going to die, so bring that knowledge into your life and rule your life, run your life according to that knowledge. Of course, you still have a job, you know, if you've got a job, I don't know if you've got a job or not, but you go to work or you look after your family or you look after your stocks and shares and the stock market or whatever you do, you have to do all these things. But now you're reserving some part of your life for developing yourself spiritually, for preparing for your future lives. If you believe in future lives. If you don't believe in future lives, you're not going to do that. So this is first big message for us. I think everybody needs to swallow that, whether they're Buddhist, non-Buddhist, religious, non-religious. Even the atheists around us need to look at death. Need to look at it and ask ourselves, what's that going to mean for me? What's it going to mean? Anyhow, no time to go on about all this, but the point of that meditation is it kind of shatters our permanent grasping. We have one part of our mind that is always grasping at ourself and everything around us being permanent. It's crazy, isn't it? Because we know that they're not. We know nothing is permanent. Everything's impermanent. Everything's changing. But we like to grasp at ourselves and our friends and where we live and all the things around us as if they're permanent, especially the things we like. I want to remain permanently. It's like we get a special freeze spray can thing and spray it over everything mentally, isn't it? I just want everything to stay just as it is. Just this is my life, my routines. I just want to know where I am. So that's false. That's a fabrication of our mind that causes so much trouble. So the death meditation shatters that.